Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Heavy rain forcing significant closures across Glacier National Park. Park officials announcing the mini Glacier Valley has been closed to the public due to severe flooding. They even had to evacuate some visitors. The flooding has also impacted the Going to the Sun Road and the Beartooth Highway, also closed as a result of all of this storm system. Meteorologist Brian Conlon says it was an unusual system for this late in June.
Normally in the summer, this wouldn't be too eventful. But with all this moisture availability, we're looking at some showers and thunderstorms. Typically, they're going to be south of I-90, but anywhere in the mountains. And if you run into one of these showers, expect it to be locally heavy. Could be about 0.2 to 0.4 inches an hour, but they should be moving off to the east pretty quickly. So we're not expecting too many problems.
Storm also causing some problems in Yellowstone, where rangers were having to help out folks getting into trouble on slick roads on the park's main scenic loops. Missoula County is moving to potentially pump the brakes on the rapid development of data centers. County commissioners announcing they will hold a public hearing on Thursday, July 9th, to consider enacting interim zoning regulations for data facilities. If approved, the measure would place a temporary pause on any new development or expansion of those centers. Officials say the move is necessary to allow time to develop updated zoning rules that address potential impacts on natural resources. And federal prosecutors announcing Monday that a Billings man officially entered a guilty plea in U.S. District Court to charges of bank fraud. The case involved a localized financial scheme using falsified records to defraud a local banking institution. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Jordan Andrew Hennessy handled commercial loans at one bank before he was caught. Sentencing details are expected to be scheduled later on this fall. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.